Hey, this is Tony Moore, and you're listening to Nerd Management.
Undead edition of Nerd Management Podcast, where we talk everything between comics, movies, TV, all of nerd culture and pop culture. I, of course, am your host, Alec Ward, and with me, as always,
Warner Swopes.
And today, we also have our sound producer, Mr. Chris Banta.
The other two couldn't be here today, they're busy, but we're here at Comic Book University, our favorite local comic book shop.
Yep.
Where we're getting ready for the midnight release of Walking Dead 115.
And
the Comic Book University variant of Afterlife with Archie, which I'm super pumped about. Way more than Walking Dead 115, actually.
It's ridiculous.
I don't even care about Archie, really, but zombies and Archie, somehow that just tickles my fancy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we're live.
And it's Francesca Francavilla, who's one of my favorite artists. He's,
I'm sorry, if you
best horror
yeah,
artist
if you,
out
yeah,
there now,
yeah,
like
absolutely.
Current times artist.
Sounds absolutely. Like a woman.
I think he's French, maybe.
I'd say
know.
If I made out with boys.
Yeah. well, let's get started here. First, we're going to talk about, because this is going to be our podcast completely. Right. We haven't read books from this week yet because they're not out.
It's only Tuesday.
But, we'll talk about the books that we're looking forward to this week,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
But my poll on Christmas week, I got like 8 books this week. I think I got, but, I mean, there's a lot of things that I'm really specifically looking forward to. Obviously, Afterlife with Archie, super pumped about.
And The Walking Dead, even though I usually
read the trades, but I'll probably read this issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm excited for Batman 24, which is a double-sized issue.
You took my one that because it's him actually in the suit for the first time, and the variants look ridiculous. The art looks ridiculous. I saw a page on Reddit today that it just like a little snapshot where they almost kind of nudged to Bruce Timm's the animated series.
Oh, cool!
So
that's
down
awesome.
For that, it's ridiculous. But
I'm also looking forward to big time. Looking forward to this will probably be my book of the week actually.
Yeah. Can I just guess? Even though you haven't told me, let me just guess. I'm gonna put my name on it. Superman, Wonder Woman.
Oh, you caught me!
Yeah.
You caught me. Turns out, so I came up with a name for like people that just like get all the Charles Soule books like
Soulian.
There are actually a couple. No, this is great. Ready? And I'm gonna coin this right now. For the very first time on the podcast, and this is going to be something I'm going to use frequently.
Soul Readers.
People, no, close. People
Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur. People who only, like, read anything that Charles Soule writes, like myself, are Soul Seekers.
I like Soul Readers better.
Too bad. The Comic Book University guy's already really digging the Soul Seekers.
No,
so.
I don't think that.
Soul Seekers?
Soul Seekers.
Yeah.
I want total honesty. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
How do you feel about calling someone a soul seeker? How do you feel about that?
I think it's Tyler Crap. But
you just all you did
you
was just,
switch
you played up. You just played up. You played up the soundbite.
Would you to know how I feel?
I do.
This bores me.
Anyway, so you're looking forward to
actually like it.
Not just Batman, but Arkham War number one.
Oh yeah, Arkham War number one.
So excited for that. Those were
Bane's the main character. You should love it. You love
Bane. I mean, those were some of the only actual Villains Month books that I'd like.
With
Arkham. Yeah, so, you know, they're actually coming together. I think it's going to be so cool. What were some of your other pull lists? I don't even.
Constantine comes out, which is typically a pretty solid book. It's not anything to, like, freak out about, but it's a solid book all around.
Yeah.
So, pretty pumped about that. Man, there's all kinds of stuff I was looking at that I was like, man, I can't believe this comes out. X-Men Battle of the Atom. Star Wars comes out this week, which I've been loving.
That's right.
And Wedge Antilles, who you know, I feel is one of the most underrated characters in the Star Wars trilogy.
Who was that?
Wedge Antilles.
That sounds like a sexual organ or something.
It is.
He should be, because he's the best character in Star Wars,
and then,
only he's like...
And then he pulled out his
Wedge
Antilles
out. Was that part of our first episode? No, because we were with Tiffany.
But anyway, he's a big character in the book.
Yeah.
And I think this issue is like all about him, so I'm super excited about it. So
I bet he has Wedge and Talia.
That's a good one.
that.
I guess I have just wedgephobia.
Anyway, any other books you're looking
one
for?
One
book. Any other books you're looking for, dude?
No, because I actually...
Antilles.
My pull style actually wasn't huge. Most of mine were made up of variants, you know, Afterlife with Archie and Walking Dead, and then
with some extra
Batman, if they have some. But yeah, no, it, honestly,
and all the rest
really, Arkham War, Batman. I mean, those are, which I know it sounds like I'm just a Batman fanboy, which I kind of am. But
that's fine.
You know,
that's fine.
This is like a regular.
You're a Soul fanboy.
Yeah, I'm a Swamp Thing fanboy.
I want to get so close to Charles
Soul Soulsinger.
I want to be. I want to be friends with Charles Soul so bad, so I can just say like, "Cheer up, Charlie!" Like just once.
That's the most boring song in that
music. It's my favorite.
But anyway,
that's my favorite. I think it's the last time you see the aunt or the his aunt. Anyway, right?
Maybe. Good riddance. Good riddance. Let's talk about. Let's talk about. Well, I mean, why we're here, the Walking Dead 115 release.
Sure.
What do you think, and we this can be a special, like, put your name on it segment.
Yeah.
What do you think is the big thing that, like, what do you think is going to happen in this big war that's been led to? And this is, first of all, we should say this is the 10th anniversary of Walking Dead.
Absolutely, yeah.
10 years ago this week is when I picked up Walking Dead number one and went, oh, this is going to be exciting. Black and white, put it back on the shelf, and now I'm like kicking myself for not
10 years later. 10 years later, 10 years wiser. I always think it's funny whenever, because I've had a couple of friends like, oh, I have the first issue of Walking Dead. I'm like, I guarantee you don't. And they bring in like the reprint where it just has like the image first on the side, and I'm like, that's nothing to me right there. But this will contain slight spoilers, I think, for not for what's coming, but what's kind of happened over the past.
Yeah, I think that's fair. If you're listening to a Walking Dead podcast, you're probably
what's
going on.
But so, you know, you don't want
are these your official predictions?
These are okay. Our putting our name down. So my almost my favorite character. Of the new sort of story arc is not just because he has a tiger, but but he's actually a cool character.
He is.
I think he's either going to take over for the town that Rick lives in, the Hilltop, or either. Rick's gonna die, which I don't think he will. I honestly don't think he will.
I honestly think the end of The Walking Dead will end. If he does die, it'll be at the end of the series, and then Carl will take over.
Carl!
Where is Nightshade?
I think Carl will take over, or he'll, like Dare said earlier, he'll just become
the only reason
he's gonna be the guy. That, or I think. Michonne's I think she's. They've already killed Glenn.
Yeah, that was a bummer for me because he's my favorite character. Yeah. But now I really like Jesus. He's cool.
Jesus.
And he's like the man in that, too.
Love Jesus.
He's my friend.
This is a different Jesus than this.
Yeah. But
he's also a cool guy.
Well, like, I think also in our last episode, like, the cool thing about Image and Kirkman writing for Image, he owns all these characters, so he can do whatever he wants to them. So, I mean, if he wants to kill them, he can do that tomorrow. Like, it's not a big deal for him.
I'm going to say for me, the prediction here is I don't necessarily think someone's going to die in 115. I mean, it might happen.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I think that will happen in this story arc, that someone will die. I'm going to say nobody dies in 115.
Yeah, I think 115 is just going to be the setup for what's going to be the whole kid.
What happens in 115 is, I think, I'm going to say that the teams are going to get split up. Like, Rick has pulled together this whole team of people, and I think I really believe that they're going to go out and, like, intend to attack the Saviors and get broken up and disbanded, and then they're going to all be separate, so that there's more story to tell. But if they're all together, just them against the Saviors, that's kind of a boring story. They've got to get split up somehow.
What I do like is it would be very easy for them, like you said, to just kind of be like one mass army, like, nothing special about him, but what I do like about Ezekiel's, Jesus's, and Rick's kind of group is they all have different sort of like battle tactics. Like Jesus is very, he's very kind of stealthy. You know, they're not just all out fighters. Like
that would be the Jesus way.
That would be. I'm, you know what? I'm going to pull my name on that there's going to be a Christian undertone. Let's see. The guy's name is Jesus, and they're finding his name
is the Savior.
Thanks, Walter.
Right.
And there's got to be something about the hilltop on some place. In the kingdom? Come on.
Oh, yeah.
It's very...
I didn't think he died.
He just cracks open the Bible and was like, that's
it. He's like, I'll pull out these pieces and twist it.
Well, I went and pulled Dare over to talk about the store. Dare works here at Comic Book University.
Hello.
Just kind of go ahead and tell us a little bit about the store and like the new location that you guys are going to do and stuff. Kind of plug the store.
Sure. We're going to be moving over to the corner of Shelby and 31, basically. It's at the north end of a strip center with United Art and Education, Five Guys for those probably comic book guys know that one a little better. Yeah,
I'm excited, but I'm terrified because I know I'm just going to gain like 30 pounds.
Yeah, we should. The goal is we're still hoping to be moved in by the end of October. Still waiting on a couple finishing touches in there, and going to have a lot more room. We're pretty full here, as you can see.
Three times the size of this location, right?
Yep, right at three times the size.
That's exciting.
Gonna add a little gaming, so we'll have some room.
To get back into gaming. So,
I didn't know you were a gamer, Alec.
I used to be, absolutely. I used to be a huge board gamer, and then I just got out of it because comics took over, and so I'm glad that it'll be all in the same place, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the new place. I still haven't seen the building or anything. I mean, I've been over there, but I haven't seen my place looking out on the inside. I don't want to spoil it for myself.
Yeah, I haven't been over there since I started doing the construction inside. Rob has, so I'm excited to see it, too. It'll be a little bit of a surprise for me, too.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
So we just got done putting our names on what we think is going to happen, and not just 115, because I think you've read a little bit of it, but this next story arc, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was telling you, I like Negan. I mean, I don't know why. No, you're wrong. I don't know, but I hope he survives.
There's no way that they're going to let him survive.
There's no story. Way.
That's true. I think that's true. Negan will not come out of this alive.
First of all, his name is Negan, let's be honest. That's kind of a douche name.
Some of the best deaths in Walking Dead are when, like, the villains finally get their comeuppance.
That's true.
Like, yeah!
That's true.
Governor got all mutilated and his junk and
well,
stuff.
Well,
you deserve that.
You deserve that, for sure. But anyway, go ahead.
I don't know. Yeah, I did cheat a little bit. I may have read 115 after we got done counting books. But I don't know. It's a good question. I'm terrible at speculating because I'm kind of the spectator. I like to just go along for the ride.
Yeah.
I would guess Negan will die. I mean, you got to figure what? We're going to lose a couple big characters.
That's what we were thinking.
Exactly.
That's what we were trying to figure out.
Like, who they're going to do.
I really feel like it might be Andrea, actually.
Don't say that.
I know, but she just keeps saying that her and Rick are the only ones that ever survived.
That's true.
And like,
I know, that was the cheesy. That was the cheesiest part about
has
that.
To die. Like,
I hope she's jinxing Rick. I'm fine with Rick dying. Don't kill Andrea, please.
What's your beef with Rick, man?
I don't know. I don't dislike Rick. I just don't. Rick. I'm not endeared to Rick. I don't know. He is kind of a blowhard. I think he's
a tryhard.
Yeah, he's the guy who would take charge, and I would just be like, that guy's an idiot. I don't trust him at all.
He's got one hand. I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't trust one arm.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Can't even keep both of his hands on. I mean, come on.
Imagine putting pants on.
Imagine like wiping. Like,
there's all kinds of problems with having one.
You gotta have one hand on your pants. I mean,
right, also like gloves.
Yeah,
gloves also.
Glove. Well, you'd think it would be courteous just to like stuff a glove and wear, right? Because you're freaking people out all the time, like right? Because you know you accidentally try to shake and you're like, whoops,
oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh my god. Maybe in the zombie apocalypse, people don't even notice.
Yeah, or you just have like an '80s sitcom where everybody's just like, yeah. Freeze frame.
Just lie to everybody and say like, I'm a huge Captain Hook fan.
So much so, just cut it right off.
I love Captain Hook.
I think it's gonna be Michonne, kind of.
Ooh.
Because she's
a big
like
fan
Glenn.
Like that, though?
Glenn, brah.
Oh, yeah. Well, Glenn was my
favorite. Yeah.
Like, and when Tyrese died, he was, like, everybody's favorite.
That is true.
But he's also caught a lot of flack for killing off all the favorite black characters.
Right.
So I think Michonne's going to live Kirkman doesn't get called a racist.
He's not great with racial stereotypes.
I don't think
black
it is.
Guy, Asian guy.
Yeah. I don't think it's a racist thing. I really don't. I think it's just, yeah, he likes to kill characters people love.
Yeah.
And he's written some very good characters of color.
I mean, very, yes. All the white people are super boring.
Exactly.
He's very Whedon-esque in that way where he just kills main characters just because he can do it. Like, yeah. He has no rhyme or reason to it.
And then our shows are just left with boring white people.
I saw a meme once that said J.R.R. Martin and Joss Whedon and Robert Kirkman walk into a bar and everyone you loved dies.
Did you say J? Is it? It's not J.R.R. Martin.
George R.
George R. Martin.
There we go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I knew there was lots of R's.
Yeah.
I was just going to keep saying R until I got feeling like saying Martin.
Yeah, maybe. Although, hey, you know, I know some people, everybody, Warner included, I think has said he thinks that, you know, Rick's son is going to be the ultimate.
Totally.
Yeah.
But maybe he's the one who dies because no one sees it coming, right? Because everyone's like, well, he's the future.
They've already took his eye out. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, they're just setting you up.
How are you thinking, or how are you feeling his new emo, like,
comb over his eye?
Dancing comb over that he's got going on.
I was a little behind. I knew he's got his eye shot out, but I hadn't seen him actually grow the long hair, so I saw the party variant cover with the hair, and I was like, that looks like garbage. What is that?
Yeah.
But it was the first time I saw it. So my first impression was terrible.
Yeah, it was not so great.
My second impression was, that's probably exactly what I would do if I lost an eye and didn't have a patch available.
Do you think that Kirkman was like, was watching The Christmas Story? You know, the whole you'll shoot your eye out thing, and then, like, he was like, I've got it.
Why don't
guys,
I shoot somebody's eye out?
Guys.
This is a good one.
But, so, what are you most excited for? Walking Dead 115 or Afterlife with Archie?
I gotta say, I'm the Walking Dead more excited. Archie looks awesome. It really
does.
And Rob has been so excited that I think it's bubbled over to me.
I think that's part of why I'm so excited, is because every time I come in here, Rob's just like,
he's like, oh yeah, Walking Dead, whatever.
So soon.
Walking Dead, whatever, but Afterlife with Archie. Come on, guys.
I'm excited to see what they do, but I was binge reading The Walking Dead like a week ago to get caught up.
That's what we did.
And then I was just like, oh no,
yeah,
I'm done. Now what?
And that's how I was when I actually started reading The Walking Dead. Was like, I had all these trades. Then after I got finished with that, I'm like, oh well. I guess now I have to wait.
And I've been that way. I've always bought the issues, but it just seems like I always end up saving up 5 to 10 issues and then reading them in chunks, kind of like the trades.
Yeah, that's we usually read the trades, but because of this, we needed to get caught up, so we read the single issues. But I don't read any Archie. Never read Archie whatsoever. But this one, why not? It's Francesco Francavilla. I mean, might as well, you know.
I telling them earlier today, he's my favorite, like, modern horror artist for sure.
Yeah. And I think I've said this before, but the pages he does in Batman, The Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah.
So great. Have you ever read that?
I have,
So great. And it's just such a diverse, like, I can't remember who does the actual book and then, like, switches to.
I think Jock was doing it at that point.
I don't remember.
No. But his art is very different from
Yeah.
Exactly, that's what
but
I mean.
But it's also very stylized.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, to just switch over and see Francavilla stuff, it's ridiculous. Chris, do you have anything to input?
Was Rob going to... Oh, he looks like he's scanning people out.
When I hear stylized, it sounds like, you know, he went and got his hair done or something.
Totally. Got some cuts. Just
got his hair did, freshened up.
So, who's your favorite character in Walking Dead, since we're kind of...
I think for the comic, it's probably Andrea right now.
Really?
I think I like it. I mean, it wasn't for a long time, but, you know, but I think it... In the TV show, it was Dale. I love TV Dale.
Yeah. I was going to say, did you watch the show?
I do, yeah.
Are you, like, current?
Yeah, I am.
So, were you bummed to see Andrea go in the last season?
No, I hated TV Andrea.
Yeah, TV Andrea is terrible. And, like, I kept defending her the whole time. Like, all my friends are like, oh, man, I hope Andrea dies. And it's like,
she's
so
character.
Awesome in the comic, maybe they'll get there. And they kind of were starting to a little bit.
Maybe a little, yeah.
But then they were like, nope.
But I didn't. But Dale, I was like, no, TV Dale.
Yeah. I mean, I knew obviously he's dead already, so like I knew that was coming. But when they killed Andrea, I was like, this. I mean, if that didn't signify that they're going in a completely different way,
it sucks that she wasn't that good at that character, because like I love that character in the comics and I love that actress. She's great and she's really nice. Like she was at C2E2 last year,
uh-huh.
And she like was asking us if she could hold Jude and stuff. Like she wanted to hold our baby. She's like, is that weird that I want to hold your baby? Like, not really.
People like to hold babies. And...
Can I ask you a question? Okay, so in the book, Andrea is obviously like straight out of college sort of thing, which she was still trying to play that in the show, right? But the actress is clearly like 40 years old.
I don't think she was trying to play that. I think she was an older character.
I think they just, yeah. I think they, yeah, because I don't think.
Aged her up a bit.
Because, yeah, in the comic, I don't remember. She's 20s, right? Her and her sister are both young.
Which is almost weird because, like, in the comic now, her and Rick have, like, this thing going on. And I guess it's the end of the world, so age doesn't matter. But he's, in the comic, he's probably, like, almost twice her age, right? He's, like, in his 40s.
I'd say maybe late 30s. Because, I mean, his son's only 10-ish.
I guess that's true. So maybe he's not that much older than her, but it just seems... Like, in the show, they're more equally aged.
Yeah.
And it feels like in the comic, it's kind of weird because, like, she's got freckles and she's, like, younger. And,
Well, I always thought... when she was actually dating Dale, I always thought of that,
that was a huge gap. Either way. Even in the show, it was a big
deal. But what I was going to say is, like, now, when they first actually kissed, I felt kind of the same way. Like, just kissing an old dude. I mean, I guess she's into that, but, like...
In the end of the world, you're not picky.
I guess, whatever. But I think my favorite character is Tyrese. He always was. Now it's Ezekiel because he's got a tiger. But
I'm feeling Jesus, man. He's awesome, and he just like how he's like, and he's like
Jesus is your
I guess
homeboy,
he's like
man.
Parkour or something. He's always like jumping off of walls and flipping and stuff. And
I like that he's had some just new characters that are fun. Yeah. I mean, I think that you need that because obviously characters are gonna die. But yeah, I agree because really a lot of the people at the compound where they moved into were kind of bland.
Yeah,
there wasn't anybody there. I mean, you know, you had the gay couple, the guys who went out and did like the bring people in. They were fine, but no one really stood out as like, I really like this guy.
Yeah. Even like in one of the more recent issues, Spencer, I don't even remember what the main guy's name was, but his son died by Negan, and I was like, I don't even remember this guy. Like, I had no clue who he was.
He's so wishy-washy.
Exactly. I'm just like,
it's the guy that Andrea turned down.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I had no idea. So, but he's definitely with Ezekiel and some of the other characters. He's bringing in newer characters that actually you can kind of differentiate between them and everything. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah. I think he's done a good job, because you have to. I mean, he said he's got a lot of stories down the road, and to do that, you've got to bring in new and interesting people. So.
And I think that's one of his better qualities, is that he can always kind of... and then there's this guy who's actually... This is why he's cool, and, you know, this guy has a tiger, and this, you know, and stuff like that, so...
Here's Courtney, one of the frequenters of Comic Book University.
Howdy, howdy.
Hello.
Hey, Courtney. We'll let you finish your cupcake. There's all kinds of delicious treats here. There's all kinds of delicious treats here, so... It's kind of hard to get people's attention. But
I didn't mean to talk for so long.
No, it's cool.
You could have just said, hey,
I wanted to get some other people's opinion on like, who their favorite characters are. If you can round up anybody else to send them over to like say what their favorite characters of Walking Dead are or whatever.
Yes, indeed.
But go ahead, Courtney, tell us like who your favorite character is in Walking Dead, in the comics or the TV show or both.
Actually, in both, it's the same. It's Glenn.
That's my favorite.
He seems so, from the very beginning, he's so capable and smart. I love that. Gotta love that in a man.
Like the kind of so, guy I want to take
seemingly
along.
Invincible getting into situations.
Seemingly.
We don't want to spoil it for you if you're not caught up, but I think you've read all the way up to current.
Yeah.
And that's a bummer to me. Like, I've been really bummed out for a long time since I read it.
Mm-hmm. And the actor is just great.
I'm hoping they go a little different with the show because I love Glenn. And
but, I mean, he still lasted for 100 issues, so, I mean, it's kind of.
It's not enough.
How did it hit you when he actually died? Because I, like...
Horribly.
Yeah.
Because I like Maggie.
Yeah, I love Maggie.
Yeah, Maggie's great. She's not, like, you know, simpering or anything. She gets what she needs to do done.
Yeah.
And she's finally stepping it up with her family situation.
And then...
And then, no happy ending. None. That's what I learned.
No.
Nobody has a happy ending.
Nobody ever
has a
happy ending. It's not going
to
end well for
you.
I remember...
So close, though.
I remember reading it and just, like, that... The first page that actually happens, I just, like, set it down. I was like, I'm totally not ready for this.
You know,
like, I've got to take a shower.
This is too heavy, man.
Yeah, I can't do this.
Well, and the fact that they drug it out, you know, like, with the mumbling and, like, the desperate pleas for his wife. It's like, oh, God, no.
It's so rough. Yeah.
not cool.
He could have very easily just like one page, just bonk right on the head. And then he's done.
I know. Yeah. We'll but at the same time, he deserved more than that. Sweet. He deserved a multi-page death.
Can you chime in on who your favorite character is?
Face smashed
in. Do you want to tell us your favorite Walking Dead character?
Yeah, introduce yourself.
The show.
Okay.
I'm a complete non-factor.
You made the cake tonight, right?
I did make the cake.
You always make the cakes for these parties, and they rule.
You can talk about that if you want.
Yeah, yeah, talk about
the zombie cake you made. Yeah, we put some pictures up on
Facebook.
It was completely edible.
The cake looks hella good.
The
whole thing, right?
Yeah, except for what the tents rest.
You can also eat it.
It's Rice Krispies, it's chocolate, it's cake, it's more Rice Krispies, more chocolate.
I'm so excited for that cake. I just want to cut into it.
Because you made... like every time that they have an event, you usually do the cakes, right? Because you did the one for Halloween last year with the
With all the wrought iron.
That was so cool. I still have that picture because it's so cool.
Oh, that was so much fun too.
Yeah.
And the thing that people don't realize about that cake is that the front gate actually sort of had a skull in it and the CBU logo.
I remember the CBU.
That was great.
That part, and then the tombstones with like everybody's name. So cool.
Oh God, we had like 3 weeks worth of discussion as to who you should put on there.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. I mean. Yeah, because there's so many characters that you have to choose from. You have to kind of narrow it down. You only have so much landscape for cake, you know?
But and I like the tiny one.
Cakescape.
The tiny, tiny tombstone with Van Dyne on it.
Yeah.
Because she was That was funny. So cute.
I know. Like I said, I still have that picture because I didn't come to that party, unfortunately, but I came in like the next day and he still had some of the cake. And I was like, why? This is so cool. I don't understand why I wasn't here for it, but...
you read Archie as a kid, didn't you?
Yeah, I did read Archie.
So how did you like making, you know, zombie?
Wow.
You know, it's like such a 5-year-old.
Can you think that Veronica and Betty, after so much time, are still just at each
other? That's what I said too.
Oh my gosh.
You think at some point they'd be like, listen, guys, we're done. Yeah. We don't need
Archie's
to.
Not that.
He's not.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
In my life, where I was like 5 or 6 when I read my first Archie comic, and I've been into the whole junior high school,
right,
all that stuff. And now I'm like married and everything's cool, so I've been into that era, into that age, through it, past it, got Betty and Veronica
still
going. It's probably time to see them all die, isn't it?
Right.
Well, you know,
horribly.
You can be honest.
Do you want to talk about your favorite Walking Dead character?
Yeah. Courtney, you can stay. Stay as long as you want.
TV show or comic, you can.
Oh, introduce yourself, by the way. Well, both of you. Yeah, you can. No, come back.
I'm sorry.
On the spot.
I'm Aaron Good. And
now, can they get a hold of you if they ever want? You know,
sure. The Keystone Cake side.
Okay, so there you go.
Keystone Cake side.
And we have, like you said, we took pictures. The cakes are ridiculously well done.
And they're so much fun to make. They really are.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
What's up?
Nothing much.
Introduce yourself. Who are you?
Hey, I'm David West. Oh, sorry.
We're
excited about David West.
I am.
of Pacers fame,
right.
Of course.
Yes.
Not of anything else.
Should have worn my jersey.
That's right.
I have one.
You know, it's so weird. You'd think you'd get recognized everywhere that you go.
Right? It doesn't happen.
No, I guess not.
Every once in a while it does. They're like, hey, David West.
I guess at a comic shop... probably
not here.
It's not so
at work. People are like, "Hey, good game last night." I'm like, "All right, you know it."
I don't think that's a
wait. Where do you work?
I work at FedEx.
Work at FedEx. So yeah. like your alter ego is a pro basketball player. One day you work at FedEx.
Right.
That's awesome.
That's great. Hey, whatever pays the bills, right?
I
guess I'll be a professional basketball player.
I wish Superman just like I don't know.
Like through boxes. He'd be awesome. Like he'd throw boxes through the truck, like all the way through the trailer.
The dirty secret. That's how FedEx
you know, overnight actually happens. It's just Superman just takes everything.
Always thought of Santa Claus.
There you go. Just loads it up on his sled.
Right?
Anyway, Walking Dead, of course, because we're here. Who's your favorite character in book, show, whatever?
Or both.
Or both.
We were just talking with someone about how, like, they're different. Like, so different. A lot of the characters.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a thinker. I know.
Yeah, kind of on the spot. Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know,
I know, right?
I had to get you down.
Yeah, for sure.
Celebrity like David West.
I know, right? It's happened. There's been a couple conventions I got recognized at for kind of epic show.
Yeah,
and they're just like, yep. Like, I would be talking to somebody, and they're like, wait, I'd be doing an interview, and they'd be like, wait, kind of epic show? You're David West?
I got recognized here one time for a Vine.
Oh, nice.
And they're like, hey, aren't you the kid on Vine? I'm like, yeah. Anyway, sorry, I interrupted.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
First and last.
He even had me sign a poster he had. It was the weirdest thing ever. It was just like, all
right. Hey, that's why we do it. Right?
Right? Exactly.
So we can get recognized once, and then that's it.
Favorite character, though? I'm not current on the book.
Okay, so we won't spoil it. Okay.
Yeah, I pick it up and trade.
That's what we usually do.
Yeah.
So how far behind are you?
Volume 18.
So okay. So you've got the big sting of 100.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good. Okay.
And I was hoping to grab the single issues, but they don't have them all. But, oh well.
Yeah. I know.
Walking Dead sells out, like, quicker than anything
else. It's right. Ridiculous. Quicker than any other Image first. Because that's always, you know.
Yeah.
But, anyway, sorry.
You're
we
fine.
We keep interrupting you.
You're fine. I like your Batman keychain.
Hey, thanks. It's Lego Batman.
Hold on.
I mean,
hold on.
Can you really mess with a Lego Batman?
Lego Leonardo.
Nah.
All Lego
that's
turtles.
That's so rad.
I love turtles.
Did you get it from the Lego store?
Yeah, up in Castleton. Yeah.
I've never been.
Nice.
Store stammer. All right. Where's your nerdy keychain, then, bro?
I don't have a nerdy keychain.
You're the host of a nerdy podcast.
I'm sorry.
You don't.
Keys are out of decoration. To me.
Wombo combo.
Oh, I guess if your son's
I keep getting wombo comboed all night long.
I guess if your son's middle name
is running a wombo combo train on me.
If your son's middle name's Mrs. is Barry Allen, I think you kind of get a pass.
That's pretty much covers it.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of which, I picked up the Flash television series, $10 at Walmart.
No joke.
I actually love that show.
So do I.
John Wesley is the Flash, yeah.
Uh-huh. $10 at Walmart currently.
He also played Captain America in a comedy movie that barely even got released
right?
in the 90s.
Yeah. What do you think about the new Flash stuff?
I don't know. Yeah. The kid looks young.
Watch Arrow?
I do watch Arrow.
Arrow's
tomorrow.
Yeah, I like Arrow. Yeah.
I'm excited for it because he does look young, but I've been, like, following his tweets and stuff, and he's, like, the biggest Flash fan.
Oh, that's
and
good
so that's
news.
Like, yeah. He even said that when his agent, like, said, hey, you should try out for this Flash role, he's like, I'm too young to be the Flash. And then he's like, no, they're going a little different way with it. And then he's like, well, I read the script, and he's like, oh, no, yeah, that does seem pretty cool. So
sweet.
I'm pretty pumped about it. Like, I really think if they follow that formula of Arrow and, like, how awesome that show is, then I can't imagine a Flash show wouldn't be just as good.
Well, I was reading something today where they were talking about the Birds of Prey and setting stones to have the Birds of Prey on. So
that was a show at one point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lasted third.
But it was so like backwards and not like anything like the comics.
Well, because I think, and so I've never read Birds of Prey. It just wasn't, you know, something I was into. But is that like the main girl? She's Catwoman and Batman's
daughter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it still the same?
Yeah.
In the
Earth 200.
Right. Right. So.
Pre-52 Earth.
Was that the same in the show, or was she just...
Yeah.
Okay.
Then Barbara Gordon was in the wheelchair as Oracle, and they had some other blonde chick on there that wasn't Canary. Canary was in, like, two episodes, but it wasn't Canary.
Hmm.
But, I don't remember who it was.
But it seems like Arrow, like, does a good job of, like, blazing its own trail, but also being very true to the comics and, like... Some of the characters, the way they do them, like the way they did Firefly and the Firefly
episode. I thought that was really cool.
Super awesome. I love that character.
Cool.
The way they did Count Vertigo was really cool.
It was interesting, yeah.
And
definitely.
I'm excited to see where they go with that.
Well, I'm curious to see, like, season one had this strict, like, no superheroes
rule.
Then season two,
and now
they're
actually
it's all about superheroes.
Exactly.
And it's exciting to see if that's going to be able to be.
So,
I think because they wanted to get it popular before they did that, because superheroes sometimes, like, in the mainstream media, come off as cheesy.
Yeah.
So I think they wanted to set up the show and like get it a built-in fan base before they were like, okay, and here's superheroes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Do you think if the Flash thing works out that they'll actually bring in other superheroes, or do you think...
I actually read an interview with Stephen Amell, who plays Oliver Queen, where he was like, I can't tell you everything, but there's so many DC characters coming down the pipeline.
Yeah.
And that is exciting to me, because I love the DC universe.
I think they did the first... And I was Walking Dead, but whatever. I think they did it right in the first season where they didn't just... Okay, here's a DC show. We're just going to throw everything at it that we possibly can. Like, they had, you know, four or five, and, like, the entire, you know, that were actually well-known. sorry. Drew's playing Pokemon over there in the corner. But, no, I think if it does well, then maybe we should talk about Walking Dead more.
Yeah, nerd tangent here. Yeah,
Segway.
Well, I'm always a fan of Glenn in both the comics and in the TV show.
I think we should keep a tally of how many people say Glenn.
Glenn. Just keeps making me sadder and sadder.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to be able to go to work tomorrow because I'm going to be like, I'm staying
in bed. Also, like how Andrea in the comics become more of a badass, and of course, spoilers, but they killed her at the end of season 3.
Yeah.
So.
Right, so... Like, and it almost felt like, because in the show she wasn't that cool.
Yeah.
And then, like, the last season she was starting to get, like, I was like, oh, we're going to get cool Andrea.
Yeah.
And then dead Andrea. Nah. Out of nowhere. Which, it's so crazy because the characters that are alive in the show aren't necessarily alive in the comics and vice versa. And it's like, it's really its own thing. It's so hard to...
Really? Okay, so who's left in the show... So Carol's still alive.
Yeah. Which Carol's death in the comic is one of the coolest deaths by far.
I hope that they
kind of
stick to that.
Yeah, I'd love for that to happen. And they kind of set that up. She was kind of starting to, like, have some sort of, like endearment toward the zombies in that third season. She was kind of like feeling for them a little bit.
Yeah.
And like, obviously in the book, that's like she starts getting closer and closer and like befriends a zombie and starts talking to it. And then that ends up being her demise and she gets really close to the zombie. Yeah. I think they're setting that up, but I don't know if she's going to go.
I think with Daryl being there, I don't think she'll ever... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I think that was one of the bigger reasons why she did that was because... Everything that she had let, like, because that was right after Tyrese kind of cheated on her with, well, had done it with Michonne.
Yeah.
And so I think that kind of led her to it.
Michonne. I love Michonne.
Michonne.
Here's something that...
I can't tell if that's, like, a French name or just, like...
Here's
probably, like, New Orleans.
Yeah. I was going to try to do a New Orleans accent, because it would just sound really racist.
Dad, I'd like you to meet my boyfriend, Michonne.
Rob and Daryl and I were talking a little bit earlier today, and we're thinking, like, Daryl is the most popular character in the show.
Yeah.
What do you think that they'll put him in the comic at some point?
No. I hope he doesn't.
I hope not. I
hope he doesn't. I think that should be a show thing. And
I think that role has been filled kind of by Jesus in the book. Like,
absolutely,
he's like Rick's like right hand man and like the tough guy that like everyone likes.
Yeah.
Right. He doesn't have a hand, bro.
He's Rick's right hand.
Rick
doesn't have a right hand.
That's a joke.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, feel free to take one.
Nice, you guys have little flyers.
I need
make flyers.
Tell us real quick, we're going to have Drew tell us about his favorite character. But before you go, tell us about your show.
Kind of Epic Show. It's a weekly nerd podcast, mostly movie reviews. We've had tons of great guests on there. We had Chris Claremont was on our show. The actor Lance Henriksen was on our show.
That's awesome.
Bishop.
Bishop.
We had
Jason David Frank was on our show.
Yeah.
You had Linda Hamilton, I believe.
Yeah, we just had we met Linda Hamilton and hung out with her.
Still.
Typically at cons you do?
We do con footage. This is our first year not going to New York Comic Con, unfortunately. Money reasons.
We need to go next year, I think so.
Oh, sure. Press passes are super easy to get. Just letting you know.
That out. Like,
yeah.
We just started.
You just ask. Yeah.
I think this is like our 14th or 15th episode.
Yeah.
But we are finding out that it's actually really easy to ask.
You just ask and they're like, yeah, totally.
And, it's super easy to talk to anyone.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing is, comic book creators, you just say you're from a podcast. Like, we have a bunch of intros for our show.
Yeah, we went to Cincinnati.
Just, seriously, just went up to people and said, "Hey, we love your work. We do this nerd podcast where we talk about your books. Can you give us a little like this? I'm so and so, and you're listening to." And every one of them was like, "Yeah, that's awesome."
Just does it. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we're really excited because we're going to start going to cons in, this like next spring when the con season starts. We're going to go to Indianapolis Comic Con. We're going to go to Indie Pop Con. We're going to go to C2E2, and we're like working out our press passes for those right now.
Nice.
They're really good.
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah. It's
We were thinking about actually doing a booth at the indie one. Yeah. Yeah. So if you guys wanted to share a booth,
oh sure.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's so Indianapolis Comic Con or Pop Con.
Whatever that new big one is here in town.
They're doing two.
There's two?
Yeah.
I only knew of one.
We'll hook you up.
And I don't want to bro on you too much, but kind of epic show was one of the reasons why I started this.
Oh, that's flattering.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
I was the guy that asked for your autograph. Yeah. But
I know you posted on my Facebook wall. That was really touching, and that meant a lot to me.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Like I said, it was one of the reasons why I wanted to start it. And it's a great podcast. If you haven't listened to it, you absolutely should.
That's good.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I saw that you, and I'll let you go here in a second, but I saw that you made, was it a short film or was it a full length?
It was a short film. We did a Tortoise and Hare.
Yeah.
It was our superhero duo where the hare is super fast and the tortoise can make everything slow. So when they're together, they're normal.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll do two, we're looking to do two more this year and then throw those up on Kickstarter for a web series.
There you go.
So
now, can we find that anywhere?
Yeah, now? It's on our Facebook page currently and on my YouTube, which I currently... You know when they changed YouTube from your username to your name?
And now it's Google Plus. Like.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the URL for that is. So I can't really give that. But you can find us on Facebook. Facebook. That kind of at the show.
It's the Christian Facebook. Facebook.
And then you can find our podcasts anywhere podcasts can be found.
Yeah.
Podomatic.com, iTunes, all the Microsoft, whatever. I'm not sure what that is.
Microsoft. Just type it. Go to Google Microsoft. And it's the first thing that pops up.
Well, Gabe handles all that. And
yeah.
He gets us everywhere we need to be. Yeah. So.
No, hey, man, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, no problem.
For talking on it.
Oh.
Yeah, thanks for gracing our humble little new
podcast. Feel free to come on the show anytime you want to.
Same with you guys. Yeah. We're
awesome.
We record every week. So.
What days do you guys usually record?
Sundays. Usually on Sundays.
We record Thursday evenings.
Yeah, because ours typically focuses on like comic books from that week. Yeah. We'll review the comics from that week.
See, that's how we kind of started out as.
Yeah.
And then as we've grown, I've gotten more hosts, because it started out with just me and my friend David Gilman. And it was more comic book oriented, and it's kind of drifted because he's in school, and... once he went back to his class, he started getting busy and can't really talk about books.
Sure.
So we've drifted as it's grown to just mostly movies and hopefully more to come. So.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Thanks for coming
on. No problem. It was a pleasure.
Thanks, man.
See you, David.
See ya.
Have a good one, guys.
Drew. Are there drinks in this cooler?
Yeah, that's just ice.
That
All right. Yeah. Drew, come on. Come on, Drew.
Yeah, we're getting
close. All right. All right.
And everyone leaves.
Okay.
Tell us about... Cool. Well, I gotta go get Rob. We're gonna...
He's taking a leak, bro.
I'm glad I'm here today.
So this is what, fourth episode that you've been on? So glad I'm here for that.
about that, yeah. Third or fourth, yeah.
Third or fourth. Oh, I have your issues down here, by the way. Just in case you're...
That's cool. Why didn't you just leave them in your car?
Well, I don't really have a smart answer for that. Ugh. So.
tell me, friend.
So I read Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a comic. It's about zombies. And there's something
with
right
the
now has
like,
to do with bats and
with the name like
barbed
the Walking
wire.
Dead, you'd think it'd be.
I thought it was about old people. Very good. Or Christopher Walken. Just.
I thought it was a geriatric dive.
Are you excited for Afterlife with Archie? Because I know.
Be honest. I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Be honest.
Yeah.
I'll
being
buy
excited.
It.
I don't really
that's the tagline for Afterlife with Archie. Now I'll buy it.
Everyone's like, I'll buy it.
I'll buy it. It's whatever, you know. But so, who's your favorite Walking Dead character? In the show or the books?
No, the show's nothing to me.
Anybody hear that?
No, they're not listening. They invite me on and just don't listen.
So I'm talking to you. It's not like I haven't talked to you.
Who's your favorite Walking Dead character? Go.
Carl.
Carl.
Really?
I mean, hate Carl. I love Carl.
Dude, Carl's a... I can't curse, but a baller.
A straight baller.
He,
so, what do you think of his emo hair?
Like,
he's so cool that he just doesn't care.
New, like,
he probably listens to Black Veil Brides.
His new
haircut.
he recently discovered Fall Out Boy.
Yeah. Escape the Fates, definitely.
Sorry, did you
his top pop? 10.
That's delicious.
he's popping like the Rice Krispies in that cake over there.
White chocolate.
There might be white chocolate in there. There's probably chocolate chocolate in there.
For the sake of the joke, let's just say that there is.
Regular brown chocolate.
I didn't notice about that the cake, though, that has the Archie hat on.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that until
the Jughead hat. Right? That's Jughead, right?
Yeah.
See, I don't read.
And see, that's why
I know,
I'm like,
I know
Archie.
Enough about
yeah.
Archie to know.
What kind of human being are you, by the way, to always walk around with
that? Right? Well, first of all, you're not a king.
Like, yeah, you are not a king,
first
sir.
Of all, you're not a king.
Archie's like the world's biggest douche.
Everyone thinks like an upside down beanie, like he folded it inside out or something.
It looks like a crown. He can call it whatever he wants, man.
It could be made out of anything.
Wait, look at Warner trying to give.
It's like, oh well, technically it's a beanie.
Push on my glasses.
Like Jughead has his pointy nose. And
you, hey, you watch your mouth.
Sometimes he wears a like,
traces.
I don't think it's a crown. I really don't think so. I don't know anything about Archie. I'm so excited to find out all about zombie Archie, though.
Can't wait to see him all die. And get eaten.
That's what I've been waiting for.
Here comes Rob, the
let's make it
entrepreneur.
What do you want?
Test it next year.
Yeah, sure.
Go for it. Come join us.
And where's my cans?
I don't think I'm skinny enough to actually fit on that with you, but
I like your...
How's the podcast going?
It's going
hey,
good.
It's going
so
good.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
Having fun at your...
We saved the best for last.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I'm out there.
Come join
hey, we appreciate you coming on, man.
Do you have a favorite Walking Dead character?
No, not really. I love them all.
Yeah. You love them all equally.
Just like you love all of the comics that you sell.
Just like all my customers.
I've been trying for almost 2 years to get them on.
See, did it in 30 seconds, man.
We beat David West, too.
Yeah. We beat the back of the show.
Did we plug David West's podcast?
We did. Absolutely we did.
Yeah. Anytime you want me on, I'm there. Where do I have to go? Huh? Because all this is going
to
be edited out, isn't it?
We'll come
oh, totally. Totally. So why don't you plug your podcast, then?
I will in a couple weeks.
Yeah, talk the store though. Tell us a little bit about the store and like some of the changes that's going to be happening and stuff.
The new store hopefully will be in there. I mean, they're wrapping up construction, so hopefully we'll be in there by the end of this month. If not, it'll be the first week in November.
I'm really excited.
You want to go look at it?
I'm more excited than I should be. Yeah, I do. I really want to.
I'm so excited.
Do you still want to go do it tonight?
I would like to. I was just telling Darryl how I haven't seen it yet.
Can I in there?
What?
Am I invited? Or is it just for...
It's just getting warm.
Mr. Swoops here.
Warren Swoops.
No. If you feel like...
Ask if he wants to go see...
That's true. So really, I have no idea what you mean.
Right.
No, if you really want to, we can.
Sure.
So, no, he'll give us flexibility. We'll be able to do gaming, which a lot of people have asked us to do, and it'll give us a lot more room in the comic book store proper, too. So
that's awesome. Yeah. I'm excited about the more room, because the store is so
as much as I love this place.
I know.
Awesome.
It's really starting to look like a comic book store. There's crap on top of crap.
So, are you more excited for The Walking Dead or for Afterlife with Archie?
Afterlife with Archie.
I know, but I have to ask,
Have you seen the CBU Walking Jug Dead cover yet? Say that.
Walking Jug Dead.
Walking Jug Dead variant.
It looks
CBU.
Like I'm having a stroke while I'm saying it.
What's on Jughead's head?
Yeah, is it a crown?
It's an upside down beanie. It's inside out beanie.
But why
why does it look like a crown?
I mean, that's the way they used to wear them in the 40s, in the 50s, I think. Like, oh,
oh gosh.
Oh, man, that's going to be loud. That's going to hurt someone's ears. Yeah.
Edit that out.
But anyway, I win about Jughead, so
whatever. Boom.
Still makes him look like a tool.
It's still, yeah, let's be honest.
His name is Jughead.
Jughead. He's the 1940s bro. Like, he's just ahead of his time.
Yeah. Who is Veronica and what's the other girl's name?
Betty. Have you?
No, I am. I have. I couldn't remember it at the time. Shut up, Rob.
What is this? Is this a podcast about comic books?
You know what, Rob?
Ask your mom.
When I posted something on Facebook about me reading comics, my grandma said, "Oh, I still read Archie all the time." And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I should stop
She's
reading.
She's going to love, your grandma's going to love Afterlife with Archie. Yeah.
It's like, it's the back of my Prevention magazine.
Okay, she's not that old.
He said his grandpa.
No, I know. I understand. But anyway, Betty and Veronica.
For me, I'm going with money, so it's always been Veronica.
Okay, there you go. Well,
thank you so much for joining the podcast, and thank you especially for letting us come here.
No, absolutely. Yeah, no, awesome. No, thanks for letting me plug the store. It's awesome, you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Well, we saved the best for last, so I think, tune in next week where we'll have a very special, we'll be back to our regular episodes next week. Back in the nerd dungeon at the Swoops home. But we do have some very special episodes coming up. Stay tuned.
Following week, we'll actually have our monster-centric Halloween
creature feature.
I haven't told you this yet, Ben. We're going to talk about all the monsters. We're going to talk about
the last one here,
about it. You love that.
We're going to
talk about the Heat. We're going to talk about from Beauty and the Beast.
Hey, I just left a huge heap in the back.
All right. Well, thanks guys for listening. And
follow us on Twitter at NerdMGMT. I'm at the Alec Ward.
I'm at Warner Slopes.
Chris doesn't have one.
It will. There is one.
Also,
you can follow me if you find me.
Like us and share us on Facebook.